are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back to work. Thank you all for tuning in. Yep, I did have to take a day off for Yom Kippur. I did my fast. I did the whole 24-hour fast. I was good. I know. It was hot outside, too. It was hot. I did it. I'm so proud of myself. Of course, you always weigh yourself. You know, you go, okay, well, if I didn't eat for 24 hours, if I didn't drink, you know, I could see, you know, I didn't lose any weight because, you know, afterwards you eat. And when you eat, you gain all the weight back. But I'm pretty happy. Thank you all for listening to a rerun, though. You see, we're supposed to call them best ofs. You know, but honestly, I don't think it's my best work that you listen to. I wish I could have had you listen to my best work, but I really don't have anybody to help me rate what's the best. So I kind of, you know, put some reruns together with Don's help of things that I don't think you've heard, and you guys have to live with it, unfortunately. Now, I don't talk about a lot of products on my show because I'm probably a bad businesswoman, but yeah, I want to educate you guys. So I usually spend time educating you, but I got to tell you guys about this one product that I think is kind of cool. Okay, I have a friend. Yeah, I got a friend. I do. I have some friends. I know many people think people don't like me because of my political views, but they pretend to like me. People pretend to like me, okay? But I think this product's pretty cool. It's something called Able Canes. Really cool stuff. These are canes that are decorative, they're stylish, and it just takes the whole senior out of these assistive devices. And they're pretty cool. Able Canes. I also like it. You know, I like the whole biblical, you know, kind of tone to it. You know, like, right? Cain and Abel, Canes. Yeah. I don't know if Cain or Abel used a cane. I don't know if they did. I don't know what the good question. What did they use for assistive devices back in the biblical days? Did they wheel people around like in a wagon? That's got to be interesting. What did they do in biblical days for assistive devices? Or did you just leave the person at home? I don't know. That's a good question. See, I got to be careful. If my mom listens to the show, she gets so mad because she's like, oh, man, you don't know your Bible. You should know your Bible better than that. I know my Bible. Anyway, check out these Able Canes. The website is ablecaneslv.com. ablecaneslv.com. Pretty cool stuff. They're also on Facebook. But, man, look at this. It's pretty cool. I think they're gorgeous. Because, honestly, you know, there's a lot of things we need as we age that aren't attractive. I'm thinking about bedazzling my hemorrhoid pillow, to be honest. Because, you know, walking around with this big white donut isn't very attractive. But, like I said, I like it. I think canes are cool. Able Canes. Think of the whole Bible thing. What do you mean? Constipation? In the Bible? I don't know if there was, I'm sure there was constipation in biblical times. I mean, I wouldn't use an Able Cane for a constipatory issue, but I think so. Well, you know what? I stand corrected. There is medical evidence. I believe there is medical evidence that there was some sort of hemorrhoids or constipation in the Bible, because theory has it. Okay, remember the whole golden calf story where Moses was away for a period of time, and I guess everybody that was had left the Pharaoh and Egypt was messing around with the golden calf, and they were dancing around and praying to it, and Moses came back. Okay, well, where was Moses? Theory has it he was constipated and he was in the camp. Yeah. Well, I'm not lying. I'm not lying. That's the theory. That's the theory. That I'm not lying, people. Moses was constipated. He had to be away for a certain period of time. People knew, you know what, with everything that we're eating, you know, we got the goat. We got goat milk. We got the manna from heaven. Did you guys see one of the Charlton Heston flicks? That manna looked like a hockey putt. You're telling me that they weren't constipated? Moses was away. He was on the potty. Finally comes back. They had time enough to build the golden calf. So I believe that in the Bible, there is some evidence of some sort of constipatory issues. And you know there had to have been some issues, okay, in Deuteronomy because it starts with the word do. So personally, yes, I do think there was evidence of that. I don't know of any evidence of hemorrhoids, though. That I'm going to have to I read the Bible. I don't remember any evidence of hemorrhoids. I just don't know if the scribes knew how to scribe that. You know, that's a pretty, and they didn't call them hemorrhoids. You know, years ago they called them piles. Probably back then, they probably called them pieces of manna. I don't really know. Oh, yeah, and then the matzah. Remember, Exodus had to have been strewn with constipatory issues because, remember, they had the whole matzah thing, right? They left. The Pharaoh said, okay, you know what? I changed my mind. Come back. As they fled, they didn't have time to bake the bread. The bread never leavened because there wasn't the yeast. You know that whole story. Oh, my mom's going to just have a heart attack that I'm not misquoting the Bible. I'm telling you what, I'm telling you my interpretation of the Bible. And, unleavened bread, makes it difficult to poop. Okay. So that's what I think happened in the Bible. Anyway, Abel Caines, check it out. At AbelCainsLV.com. Cool stuff, cute stuff. You really have some good-looking assistive devices there. And I think it's a good company. Why not? You gotta look good when you stretch your stuff. All right, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM Radio for broadcasting the show worldwide. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Love Don. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about. West Nile cases are on the rise. I think another 400 cases in the last week. The CDC is talking about, so this is some scary stuff. Also, it looks like male DNA has been found in women's brains. Yeah, so we're walking around with some male DNA. I can believe it because I really, really, really love steak. So there's got to be a reason why I love steak. Okay, we have a guy that accidentally killed his friend, soldier, because he tried to scare away his friend's hiccups with a gun. And accidentally shot him. We're going to talk about some of the most dangerous jobs. There's also going to be a pork shortage, a bacon pork shortage. You thought the chocolate shortage was going to be scary. We're going to be losing some pork. All right, so don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you like cow's milk,
You'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
She's a lion. She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to find us on Facebook at the Dr. Dolly Show. Just type it in. And you'll see me. That's me. Hi. And then, of course, Twitter. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So pork shortage. Now, we're talking about the chocolate shortage. Chocolate shortage isn't expected till 2030. Pork shortage next year. They're saying by 2013, there's supposed to be a huge shortage in pork, according to Britain's National Pig Association. They say annual production for Europe's main pig producers fell across the board between 2011 and 2012. It's being mirrored around the world. So us Americans are going to have a heck of a time, I guess, getting our pork. I don't eat pork, so you guys can have mine. I know Canadian bacon is delicious. I know that. I can't eat pork. So you guys could have mine. They say a decline in pig numbers is closely linked to increased feed costs, an effect on poor harvest for corn and soybeans. I'm looking at pictures of, really, guys, are you still eating bacon? I mean, that really is greasy. It's not the healthiest food. Today's announcement by the National Pig Association is the latest, they say, warning sign of a global problem facing the industry and pork lovers everywhere. Last month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture warned that the summer drought in the Midwest would impact next year's pork production, with corn and soybean meal prices, boy, that sounds delicious, set to rise as a result of the drought. The government expects hog producers to cut herd sizes in an attempt to control losses in their operating costs. aren't pigs supposed to be the smartest animal on earth? I still don't see it. What is so smart about a pig? I mean, they get muddy. They don't look that good. I don't get it. I mean, horses to me seem smart because they look like they could run. You know, they know how to look good, right? They could stand up tall. Pigs, they kind of, if they do got the smarts, they're hiding it. They say this year, U.S. pork producers have been sending their hogs to slaughter in droves. Pork supply hit record levels in August, rising to 580.8 million pounds of pork. Surge came as farmers scaled down their herds as feeding the animals became very expensive. Then prices leaped. And I'm looking at pieces of pork. It's actually kind of making me hungry. I've had pork chops before. I have. They're delicious. Delicious. I know. All right. So anyway, guys, just I guess hoard it. I don't know what to do. But I think this is the beginning of what we're going to see with a lot of different food changes. I mean, depending on what happens with the election, too, and inflation. Honestly, I would really be thinking about coming up with some good storage ideas. You know, I'm a huge fan of freeze-dry guy. Huge fan of freeze-dry guy. Kind of stock up on some stuff now because I don't know where this is going. Now, true, early voting started today. Have you guys been voting yet? No, because we're listening to your show. Okay, after my show. After my show, many states allow early voting starting today. I think Virginia, I think Iowa, I think many states already early voting is kicking into high gear. And this is what, September? We're still in September. So for those of you that could get your votes in, do it. And hopefully you're voting for who I think you're going to vote for. But if things go the way that the polls are saying they're going to go, I'm getting really nervous about the whole inflation thing. So, I mean, in addition to healthcare, in addition to our national security, in addition to our homeland security, in addition to everything else that's making me panic and economy, I think inflation is going to be monstrous and unfortunately something we're not going to be able to prepare for. So my recommendation to you is do your voting, okay, and get your freeze-dry guy. Hey, what else? Look, I'm not an economist, okay? All right, I can tell you to stock up on penicillin, but I don't think that's going to help. All right, Deadliest Catch. How many of you love the show Deadliest Catch? I love it. I love watching Deadliest Catch. What's that tuna show where they, is it called Mad Tuna? It's this tuna show where they fish for big tuna. I think they had a season finale. I mean, these tunas are like 100 pounds. These are huge tunas. I like that show, too. Anyway, wait a second. Oh, Wicked Tuna. Yeah, thank you, Don. Wicked Tuna. That's a cool show. Anyway, they say industrial fishing is ranked the most dangerous job in America. Logging and piloting is also part of that, but also truck drivers. Truck drivers. I love my truck drivers. You guys, I still don't understand why my truckers are doing the ice road trucking. God bless you guys for doing that, but that ice road trucking doesn't sound like the most safest thing. Okay, anyway, they say employees in the fishing industry, this is being reported by Mail Online, are killed at a rate of 121.2 per 100,000 employees. That is a lot. Then logging, airline piloting, and engineering are also at the top of the list. This is a report from the Census of Fatal Occupational Injury Program. Showed 4,600 fatal work injuries were reported in the U.S. last year. It was down from the year before, which was 4,690. Now it's 4,609. But still, that's just way too many. Logging was ranked as the second most dangerous field with 64 total work deaths in 2011. Let me see what else is on the list. Aircraft pilots, flight engineers, plane and helicopter operators were the next most dangerous. Waste management came fourth, a fatality rate of 41.2 for a total of 34 deaths due to dangerous traffic, heavy equipment, and exposure to hazardous materials. I don't know how dangerous it is to breathe in poop. Not too sure. Dangerous heights and extreme weather conditions was to blame for roofer death. That's not good. Okay, well, I don't know if I have the whole entire list. I'm seeing if I have the whole entire list. But, you know, a lot of you guys are at risk. And I appreciate putting, you know, I appreciate everything you guys do. But please don't put your life on the line for us. Okay? I want you guys safe. Honestly, 121 per 100,000 employees, fatality rate, that's way too much. But, you know, I watch The Deadliest Catch. I don't know how these guys live. Honestly, you got these big bolts and you got those big crates swinging and then those crabs. Honestly, I don't know if I would be one man against, you know, hundreds of crabs. I think if those crabs, you know, evolved to be a little smarter, I guess as smart as the pig, can you imagine you're sitting there releasing all those crabs and they all jump on you? I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to the next few years, because of the evolution of these crabs, that they learn to jump on you and crab you to death. So I would probably wear one of those hazmat suits or an astronaut suit if I was dealing with that. Plus, you know, my hypothermia, I watch a show, Deadliest Catch, I watch a show. And honestly, these guys are almost always hypothermic. I don't think they're dressed properly. I don't think they're, it doesn't look like they eat very well. It doesn't look like they're getting a lot of sleep. And then you see the captain of the ship send them into a whole ice, what's it called when the Bering Sea or the Arctic ice takes over, and then they're sitting there floating around an ice that could shred the boat. I don't know how these guys survived. Scary stuff. And I guess one boat, there was a boat of people that died in one of the episodes, not a boat that the show was following. So pretty scary stuff, so be careful. I don't eat crab, which is why I really don't think you guys need to be out there catching crab. I know there's some sort of a crab industry. I don't eat crab. Please don't do it for me. Please. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess Bill Clinton has been talking about becoming president again, but he is contemplating France and Ireland. I guess he was, I think it was a Piers Morgan interview. He says there's two countries he's eligible to run for leadership in, Ireland and, I believe, France. He says he was born in Arkansas, which is part of the Louisiana Purchase. Any person anywhere in the world that was born in a place that ever was part of the French Empire, if you live in France for 6 months and speak French, you could run for president. I bet he's going to pick, you know, France because of the ladies. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? He said he once polled very well in a French presidential race. This guy just loves to be in the spotlight. How could you not? How could you go from president to then not being president? I mean, I know many people probably throughout this whole Obama administration has probably thought Clinton was like the co-president, because, you know, we see Clinton even more than Obama speak. I mean, Obama's been on The View, but we've seen more political speeches from Clinton, haven't we? Honestly, I think I've seen Clinton on TV more than Obama, even on CNN. Yeah, so I think I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, still wants to be in public office. He's still young enough. He's in his 60s. He's still young enough. He still looks good. Right? Can still get the ladies. I don't know. You wonder, you know, could President Clinton be comfortable with Hillary Clinton being president? I know she's going to run. They keep talking about, oh, she doesn't want to run. Of course she's going to run. Of course she is. Which many of you have actually been postulating. If Obama wins this election, does that mean she'll run in 2016? If Obama wins, I don't think so. All right? Either Biden will win, or everybody will be so sick of the Democrats that a Republican will come into office. However, if Mitt Romney wins and people don't like what Mitt Romney does in the next 4 years, they may vote Hillary in. So I don't know. Either way, we're in trouble. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, remember we were talking about that 20-year-old boy, Alexander Broughton. Mark is his dad. 20-year-old Alexander Broughton. He was a fraternity student, or is a fraternity student, who almost died after becoming intoxicated with alcohol administered as an enema. Apparently, he and his friends thought it would be cool to shove a hose up his butt and pour alcohol into it so he would absorb the alcohol quicker than ingesting it orally. All right. Many kids have been doing this. We've discussed this on previous shows. Many kids pour alcohol into their eye, do vodka shots into their eye because the mucous membranes in their eye pick up the alcohol quicker because you don't have the liver first pass metabolism. No, I'm not giving you guys pointers. Do not take in alcohol that way. Girls will dip tampons into alcohol and then insert them so the vaginal lining picks up the alcohol. And I guess same thing works for rectal mucosa. I don't know how these kids, right, who obviously aren't studying, figure out all these pathophysiological mechanisms of the mucous membranes of the body, but I guess they learn, they figure it out. I mean, honestly, you'd think these guys could have medical degrees with what they know. Anyway, so this 20-year-old has been plastered all over the media with this picture, right, after he had gone to the hospital, almost died from twice the legal limit of intoxication. which could have killed him. Now, he's part of the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity chapter. They have been suspended from the University of Tennessee for 30 days while the national organization decides whether to make the action permanent. His blood, actually his blood level, correction here. The boy's blood alcohol level was 0.4%, five times the level of legal intoxication. Legal is 0.08. He was 0.4. That could have killed him. It was wine. It was a wine enema. Now, of course, the family said they will make a statement. The boy is back to school. The boy is actually back in class. I don't think he has a Band-Aid on his butt. I think he's just sitting there in class. From what we understand, though, the father is a little upset and is now launching his own investigation in an effort to correct significantly erroneous information. Okay, now the father says the incident as reported is not true in its entirety. There is significantly erroneous information out there, and it has come from the Knoxville Police Department. Now, unfortunately, the cat's already out of the bag. I mean, this kid, his political career is probably ruined. I guess he graduated from Christian Brothers High School in Memphis, was admitted to the hospital's critical care unit, released, back to class. Parents say he's fine. The kid is livid at the law enforcement's characterization of the incident. Well, I guess this whole butt-chugging thing doesn't really shine a good light on you. It's called butt-chugging, where you drink your alcohol from your butt. But we'll see where this goes. Now there's the whole issue of defamation of character. Unfortunately, were they lying? Was he not butt-chugging? Did he drink the wine? I don't know. But the reason why I bring it up is I don't want to embarrass this boy, but I want other kids to know. So tell your kids and your grandkids, don't do stupid stuff when you go away to college. Or when you go in-state to college, or just don't do stupid stuff in general. I don't think these kids realize that they could die. They think they're immortal because other friends drank and butt-chugged, shoved alcohol up their butt, and they lived without a problem. These kids think they can, too. And I don't know what to teach. I don't know how to explain to kids like my kids. I explained it to them. I have a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. And I told them, if your friends want you to shove a tube up your butt and pour alcohol in it, say no. Now, of course, my kids were looking at me like, you're serious, Mom? I go, yeah, that's what this boy did, allegedly. And they're like, why would anybody do that? And I go, well, because, they could be stupid, or because, once you drink, you really lose a lot of your inhibitions and you don't care. You're like, yeah, you have to be careful with that first drink, and then you got to be careful with that second drink. You know, what's so dangerous about alcohol with these kids, especially when they mix it with caffeinated beverages, like Red Bull and Rockstar, et cetera, is they start out not planning to get drunk, some of these kids. They got a beer. Then after that beer, like, you know what, yeah, another one sounds good. You lose your mentation, you lose your mind track and your ability to comprehend what the future could bring as you drink more, because you don't care. You know right from wrong, but you don't care. There was a study on women who would drink and then have careless sex. And it wasn't that these women didn't know what was going on. It's not that they used the date rape drug and they were ambivalent. They knew they were going to have sex. They just didn't care about the consequences. You know? All right. I had a mid-level had written me about her doctor. I don't have the email in front of me. I'm just going to take a lateral step really quickly while we're talking about unprotected sex. Mid-level practitioner had talked to me about how women will follow up after having an abortion. And the doctor she works for will send the patient to a gynecologist and not, evaluate the patient, do an ultrasound and, just kind of follow them herself. And, she kind of finds it a little difficult that she's working for someone who's anti-abortion, etc. It was a kind of a long email. Now, this is a subject we've talked about too, where many doctors, they won't manage abortions themselves. If you've had one, they may refer you. But I have to be honest, I've had women that have come to my clinic that have had an abortion somewhere, and they're having some issues. They're having some bleeding. Maybe they have some retained products. Maybe they get an infection. In fact, we had a staff member that had gone for an abortion somewhere. And, she didn't tell us and she didn't have to. That's her business. But she came to work one day really pale. And she's like, doctor, something's wrong. I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, well, I had an abortion. I went to one of these clinics. And it was a clinic. It was wasn't a Planned Parenthood, but it was a clinic. And she was actually septic and we had to put her in the ICU. Now, many doctors, if they refer you to a gynecologist, it doesn't necessarily mean they're anti-abortion or anything like that. It's just some of these abortions may not be done appropriately. And so we're going to want you to be seen by, gynecologists who could ultrasound you if there is an issue, then take you into surgery or, care for you. But the other thing, too, that I think a lot of us doctors and medical providers and medical students and people don't realize is if we have a person that had to undergo an abortion, there was some sort of a failure of something, whether it was a failure of education, whether it was a failure of protection. I mean, if a woman has to get an abortion, it means she feels that the pregnancy was a mistake. And if that's the case, I think these women should be followed by a gynecologist or by somebody who can help them with birth control. Because obviously somebody failed somewhere. If somebody got pregnant and felt like they had to end the pregnancy, obviously this woman, or a woman who, has an abortion, assuming it's not somebody who was raped or sexually assaulted. But the majority of women that end up, requesting abortions, it's because there was some failure somewhere of there being adequate birth control or adequate education. So I don't have a problem. I don't look at it as a political issue. If somebody refers somebody to, a gynecologist or someone that's going to take on the care. Because obviously if somebody got, pregnant with a pregnancy that they didn't want, this is a person that you want to make sure you educate on pregnancy, unprotected sex, and offer some sort of birth control. And remember, if a person ended up having a pregnancy, an unwanted pregnancy, that means they had some sort of unprotected sex. If they have some sort of unprotected sex, it should be screened for STDs. All right? All of us. I mean, pregnant women get screened for STDs. Obviously, because there wasn't a condom being used. So, anyway, we'll move on. Talk about some more medical issues. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Here it is, another election year, and here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, guys, we were back. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to download our free Android app. For those of you that have Android phones, you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show now any time a day with your phone. It's especially helpful for our truckers out there that need a lot of good listening, you know, while they're doing what they're doing. But any of you that do a lot of driving or are at work, get a little bored, you could definitely listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Got a lot to talk about. Free Android app. Go to my website to download it or go to your Android store. It's free. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. And remember, we're going to Alaska next year. We are already booking. These rooms are booking up quickly, though. We only are allowed to block out X number of rooms because the ship usually sells out by the fall before the trip. It's crazy. Alaska is extremely popular. So please go to our website. If you're thinking about it, at least let the travel agent know, because the usually the deposit is refundable, so at least you get to hold your place in case it does sell out quicker than we think. For those of us football fans, we are relieved that the refs are coming back today. They are going to be back tonight. From what we understand, the NFL referee, shall we call it, I don't know if we want to call it a strike, But basically, the NFL had to get replacement refs, and we saw how well they did. I mean, that Seahawks-Packers game was a complete cluster, and I guess that disaster Monday night prompted the NFL and the locked-out officials to kind of resolve their labor dispute. From what we understand, the union was seeking they wanted better salary, better retirement benefits, other logistical issues for part-time employees, part-time officials, but the NFL had wanted a pension freeze, wanted to hire 21 more officials to improve the quality of officiating, and a higher 401k match. Union didn't like that because they thought that some of the current refs could lose their jobs. Now, the NFL claims that its offers now have included annual pay increases to the point that these NFL refs could make $200,000 a year annually by 2018. All right. Now, of course, the union disputed the value of the proposal, saying, no, there's going to be an overall reduction in compensation. Either way, though, what happened Monday can't happen again. You can't have a call that badly done with money changing hands by a ref that just doesn't know what they're doing. I mean, we need, you know, when we're talking the NFL. Okay, yes, there's refs of all sorts of sports, and God bless them for doing what they're doing. I mean, they get sacked as well. They get a pretty good workout out there, work up a sweat. But, you know, these games are serious. It's not a game. You know, a lot of people, they really don't understand football. I mean, we are talking about millions of dollars. This is an industry. And you cannot have lack of quality of any of these calls. I was watching, what game was I watching? It was the Houston Bronco game. And I think there were at least four decisions that had to be overturned. I mean, I'm watching people make touchdowns when the ball was already out of play. You're like, what is going on? What are the refs doing? You can't do that. And unfortunately, we've already seen, and remember, I live in Vegas. So we got the sports books, et cetera. And I guess a big fear we have now is, and maybe not now because it looks like the NFL and the refs have reached an agreement. But if they hadn't, there was a lot of concern that people wouldn't put the kind of money they were putting into the football games. You know, they're like, if we're going to lose because of a bad call, like what happened with the Seahawks and Packers, then why would we put that kind of money into the game? And this could have been really perilous for this year's football season. And football's huge. Like I said, it's a huge industry, a lot of money to be made. So, you know, thank heavens, from what we understand, agreement has been reached. They're going to be back into gear, from what I understand, tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's talk about, I want to talk about this male DNA. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say male DNA has for the first time been found inside the female brain. So women are walking around with male DNA. Now, why is this a shock? Don't we get DNA from our mothers and our fathers? Right? You get an X chromosome from your dad or a Y chromosome. If you get the Y chromosome from your dad, you're going to be a boy. If you get the X chromosome from your dad, then obviously with the X chromosome from your mom, you're going to be a female. I don't know why this is new. But anyway, they think this is why women know what men think. All right. They say researchers found that women with Alzheimer's disease had less male DNA in their brain and in lower concentration in the brain's region most affected by, dementia that Alzheimer's causes. So that's very interesting. If you have more male DNA, less risk of Alzheimer's, it's kind of interesting. Does DNA from men masculinize the brain, and is that safer for women? All right, now, what is a masculinized brain? No, it doesn't mean a woman's going to be lesbian. I just think you inherit, I really don't understand what's going on here. I mean, you acquire male DNA when you're born. You have to, because of your dad. They say women can acquire male DNA without ever having a son. In women without boys, male DNA could come from sharing her mother's womb with a male twin, from a blood transfusion, or even an older sibling. Huh. So they're trying to say that women can inherit male DNA from a previous pregnancy in the mother's womb. All right. I don't get what they're talking about in terms of DNA because you obviously have your father's DNA. Doesn't make any sense unless they're talking about Y chromosome type stuff. And that's kooky. Okay, maybe they're talking about what's on Y chromosome. They say during pregnancy, cells are exchanged in both directions, from mother to fetus and from fetus to mother. After birth, women retain some fetal cells. Cells from an earlier pregnancy may be passed along with maternal cells that reach a fetus in later pregnancy. Ah. Now, my mom had my sister before me. So, I don't think she had any other kids that we don't know about. So, I don't think I have any male DNA. But I love steak. I can pee standing up. And I love football. So, I don't know. That's going to be very interesting. Okay, according to researchers, male microchimerism is frequent and widely distributed in the human brain. I mean, here's the thing. If they're trying to say this could be an issue where if you have male DNA, you're less prone to Alzheimer's, which means if you are the younger sibling of a brother, you know, there's a way they could prove that and follow that and do some sort of a study. That's cool. But right now, just telling us there's male DNA in a woman's brain is kind of boring, and we will move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess, you know Joni from Joni Loves Chachi and Joni from Happy Days? I guess they say she's homeless. Did you guys hear about that? I guess she was living in a trailer park with her mom, and I guess she got kicked out of the trailer park. I'm not too sure. I haven't really been following that story too much. But, you know, where do you go from, you know, being a huge star from Happy Days? And I know some of you younger folk that are listening to the show, like, Happy Days? What show is that? Happy Days was huge. Happy Days probably went, how many years was Happy Days? At least 7. Right? You know, Fonzie was running around. Nobody really paid attention to Fonzie too much. And then Fonzie was the big character because Richie Cunningham, I don't know what happened to Richie Cunningham. He went on to make Apollo 13. And so then the Fonz was the main character. And then the Fonz gets married, which really blew our whole idea of the Fonz because the Fonz was supposed to have multiple women. But anyway, Aaron Moran, who was little Joni, and then later had a spinoff, Joni Loves Chachi, which was a complete bust, I guess was taking care of her mother and was kicked out of the house. So also, I guess, she parties and all sorts of other things. So from what we understand, she's been undergoing some issues and is homeless. Remember they tried to sue for royalties? Did we remember Potsy? Potsy wanted to sue for royalties, and people were like, well, who was Potsy? Potsy was in, they used Potsy for maybe 2 to 3 minutes of the whole show. And then you had the redheaded guy, Ralph the Mouth. Yeah. Yeah. They wanted royalties from lunchboxes. I don't know. All right. I was a MacGyver kind of girl. Don't go away. We'll be back with another hour. If you guys could stay on board. If not, have a great rest of the way home. We'll talk to you soon.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases are over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.